perish the inner organs of beasts and fowls. You like thick giblet soup, nutty gizzards, a stuffed roast heart, liver slices fried with crust crumbs, fried hen cod's roes. Most of all, he liked grilled mutton kidneys, which gave to his palate a fine tang of faintly scented urine. Kidneys were in his mind as he moved about the kitchen softly, writing her breakfast things on the humpy tray. Jellied light and air were in the kitchen, but out of doors, gentle summer morning everywhere. Made him feel a bit peckish. On crimely, creaky boots, he went up the staircase to the hall, passed by the bedroom door. She might like something tasty. Thin bread and butter she likes in the morning. Still, perhaps, once in a way. He said softly in the bare hall, "I am going round the corner. Be back in a minute." And when he heard his voice say it, he added, "You don't want anything for breakfast?" A sleepy, soft grunt answered, "Hmm." On the doorstep, he felt in his hip pocket the latchkey. Not there. "In the trousers I left off. Must get it. Potato I have. Creaky wardrobe. No use disturbing her." She turned over sleepily that time. He pulled the hall door to after him, very quietly, more to the footleaf dropped gently over the threshold. A limp lid. Looked shut. "All right, till I come back anyhow." And he crossed to the bright side, avoiding the loose cellar flap of a number 75. The sun was nearing the steeple of St. George's Church. "Be a warm day, I fancy. Especially in these black clothes, feel it more. Black conducts, reflects, is it? The heat. But I couldn't go on in that light suit. Make a picnic of it." His eyelids sank quickly, as often he walked in happy warmth. Bones bread van, delivering with trays, daily, but she prefers yesterday's loaves, turnovers, crisps, crowned hot. Make you feel young. Somewhere in the east, early morning, set off at dawn. Travel round in front of the sun, steal a day's march on it. Keep it up forever, never grow a day older technically. Walk around a strand, strange land, come to a city gate. Day older technically. Walk along a strand, strange land, come to a city gate. Sentry there, old Aranka too. Old tweedies, big moustaches, leaning on a dark kind of spear. Wander through ornate streets, turbaned faces going by. Dark caves and carpet shops, big man. Turco the Terrible, seated cross-legged, smoking a coiled pipe. Cries of sellers in the streets. Drink water, scented with fennel, sherbet. Wander along all day. Might meet a robber or two. Well, meet him. Getting on to sundown. The shadows of the mosques among the pillars. Priest with a scroll rolled up. A shiver of the trees, signal. The evening wind. I pass on. Fading gold sky. A mother watches from a doorway. She calls her children home in their dark language. High wall, beyond strings twanged. Night, sky, moon, violet, colour of Molly's new garters. Strings. Listen. A girl playing one of those instruments, what do you call them? Dulcimers. I pass. Probably not a bit like it, really. Kind of stuff you read in the track of the sun. Sunburst on the title page. He smiled, pleasing himself. What Arthur Griffiths had said about the headpiece on the Freeman Leader, a home rule sun rising up in the northwest from the laneway behind the Bank of Ireland. He prolonged his pleased smile. I could touch that. Home rule sun rising up in the northwest. He approached Larry O'Rourke's. From the cellar grating floated up the flabby gush of porter. Through the open doorway, the bar squirted out whiffs of ginger, tea dust, biscuit mush. Good house, however. Just the end of the city traffic. For instance, Mall is down there. NG as position. Of course, if they ran a tram line along the North Circular from the cattle market to the quays, value would go up like a shot. Bald head over the blind. Cute old codger. No use canvassing him for an ad. Still, he knows his business best. There he is, sure enough. My bold Larry. Leaning against the sugar bin in his shirt sleeves, watching the apron curate swab up with mop and bucket,